Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And I thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Ray Lucia radio and television program nationwide and coast to coast, where we help you make better money moves. For example, today we talk about, well, this is an interesting, very interesting article. The only investment advice you'll ever need? Seriously? We talk about that. I'll get to that momentarily. Also, this whole conversation of the robo advisor is coming more and more to the forefront. Last hour, I had an email from a fellow by the name of Michael out in Pennsylvania. And he said, hey, should I jump on the robo bandwagon and leave my advisor behind? We might, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that. Also, a brand new study out, Capital Sigma, the Essential Advisor, based on research developed by InvestNet, which I'm not sure they're owned by Fidelity. I thought they were at one time. I don't know. It doesn't matter who owns them. But this is yet, I think this is the fourth study in the last year or two that I have talked about on this program that demonstrates clearly where an advisor fits and how an advisor can, in fact, add more value than R2-D2, robo-advisor. So, folks, sit back, relax. It's the Ray Revolution, and it starts right now. But we're going to start with this one, okay? 401k providers see participant calls a surge in wake of historic Brexit. Remember the Brexit? It's past history now. But it reminds me of 1987 when the stock market crashed. There I was on the beach in Maui with my lovely wife. We were attending a conference. I was sipping on a virgin pina colada. She was going with the hard liquor. And I got a call from my dear Melissa Dotson, who to this day still helps me. And this goes back, you know, almost 40 years. Fantastic person. She was my everything assistant. And so she calls me on, you know, I had one of those big Motorola cell phones back then, you know, those things that they were like, yeah, they looked like a big log in your hand. She calls me and she says, have you been watching the news? Well, not really. I'm sipping on a virgin pina colada. What are you bothering me for? She said, the market's going haywire. People are calling like crazy. And Vanguard and Fidelity and the mutual fund companies have unplugged their phones and everybody's going nuts. And I reminded her that we did buy and hold. Even way back in the 80s, we did buy and hold. So, you know, and we always used a long enough time horizon, like 15 years. You're going to invest in the stock market, you need 15 years. You've been in it, Mac, for 2 years. Call me back in 13, will ya? What are you calling me in Hawaii for crying out loud? It's a long time horizon. 401k providers, what do? There's a big frenzy. You have this Brexit move. Well, what's a big deal? A couple of percentage points? Are you serious? And the call volumes surge. Here's what they said. Retirement plan participants phone their providers in a frenzy Friday morning after the news of Britain's exit from the European Union. Some of the largest record keepers of defined contribution plans reported volumes of their participant call center spiking higher than normal, reflecting how investor fear can rise in volatile markets. You know what it reflects? It reflects that your 401k provider is doing a crappy job of educating the employees. Because if they want to call, what they should be calling about is they should be calling HR. How can I put more money in? How can I use this as a buying opportunity? Can I increase my contributions from 6% to 10%? Because I like buying on sale. Don't you like buying on sale? If you have the right time horizon in mind. And what's crazy, these are 24, 25, 34, 35-year-old kids. They're calling, they're worried about their retirement money they can't touch until they're age 59 and a half, for crying out loud. Fidelity Investments, the largest record keeper of defined contribution plans, saw a call volume for its 401k business increase 50% over regular levels for the first hour of business on that particular day. The stock market opened down like 2 or 3%. You're making a call over 2 or 3%?
You idiot.
My goodness gracious. You certainly haven't been listening very long to this program. This is a huge, huge mistake. People don't make money in the stock market calling some advisor at Fidelity that just handles, you know, 401k mutual fund investments to talk to them, unless the person at Fidelity is talking them off the ledge. And if they need to do that, they did a crappy job when they introduced the plan and on their quarterly meetings, however often they meet with their representative. That's what representatives are supposed to do. They're supposed to say, listen, create an asset allocation model that is commensurate with your risk tolerance and your investment objectives. Now, last hour, I talked about robo-advisors and how filling out a questionnaire online and that designing an asset allocation model for you is an unadulterated waste of time. I'll get to that next segment.
Can't do it.
Unadulterated waste of time. Because the way you might fill out that questionnaire without being questioned, without questioning the questions, might be totally different than what you really mean. Well, are you aggressive or are you conservative? Oh, I'm conservative. Okay, well, tell me, Mac, what do you mean by that? Could you know, if you lost 5%, would that bother you? Oh, no. If you lost 10%, would that bother you? No, not really. How about 20%? Well, I'd be a little bit concerned, but maybe if I lost 50%. That's not conservative. You filled out the form based on how the form asked you. This is why, for years and years and years, I have preached hiring best practices advisors. It's not brain surgery, but it could be close for some of you. You don't necessarily need a brain surgeon, but if I'm having brain surgery, it would be nice to know that the person that's performing the surgery has done that a few times before. And he's been through brain surgery crises before. And he knows how to deal in crises. Or when I get on the airplane, I want to make sure that the pilot shaves if it's a man. Okay? I don't take that wrong. Because I know now there are pilot captains. I get them all the time that are females. And I'm cool with that. I mean, my wife's a better automobile driver than me. At least she tells me that. And I let her believe that, if you can believe that. So we start then with the only investment advice you'll ever need by Gregory Hinkson, CFP. Here's what he did. He went back to 1929, the Great Depression. Allow me, if I may. $100,000 invested in the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index in 1928 was worth $50,660 in 1932. Imagine your account dropping almost 50% over four long years. The country was experiencing the greatest economic slump of the 20th century. Unemployment hit almost 30%. You think it's bad now? People panicked, thinking, I don't want to lose my remaining $50,000. They sold their equities and went to cash at the exact wrong time. Don't tell me you didn't do it. You probably weren't here in 1929, 30, 31, 32. You weren't here. Maybe your parents were here or your grandparents were here. But if they were here with me right now, they'd say, yep, that's exactly what I did. Because that $100,000 turned into $50,000. I wanted to keep that $50,000 because I didn't want to lose everything. And that's what happens. The mind is a terrible thing sometimes when it comes to investing. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I will finish on this train of thought of what's the most valuable investment advice that I've ever given. And I'm going to give it to you when we come back from the break. Email's coming up in a little bit, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be back.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules.
rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
We paid less for a Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Okay, now I want you to be honest with yourselves. I want you to picture this. Some robo-advisor, you know, says, hey, you got 100 grand. Put the 100 grand in this great asset allocation model that mirrors the Standard & Poor's 500. We're going to charge you dirt nothing for it, and we'll take care of it from there. And you make the investment. It's $100,000. Year goes by, you lost money. The next year goes by, you lost again. The next year goes by, you lost again. The next year goes by, you lost again. In total, your $100,000 is worth $50,660 4 years later. If they had robo-advisors back in 1928, you could have done that. The question is this. When did you sell out? When did you say, I ain't doing this no more? I will guarantee you that back during the Great Depression, you ask anybody that was a stock investor during the Great Depression, and probably 999 people out of 1,000 at some point during that four-year time period gave up. They gave up. They watched their money languish and decline by 50% over 4 years. They're out of there. They're keeping their 50 grand and they're running. But if they just hung on, what if I told you that if you had invested for the long run in 1928, or you went to sleep, like who was that character? Not Rapunzel, but the other one, Rumpelstiltskin or somebody, I don't know. Who was it? Rip Van Winkle, that's who it is. Rapunzel, I don't know. Let down your hair. What do I know about fables, right? It's been a long time. So if you were Rip Van Winkle and you went to sleep for the next 8 years, 1928, 29, 30, 31, all the way out to 1936, and you woke up in 1936 and I told you you have $145,380 to show, how would you feel? What if I told you, I'm your advisor, and I said, you're going to invest your money with me, and you're going to experience the worst next 4 years in the history of the stock market. But if you promise me that you won't sell, by the eighth year, you will have averaged from day one, 4.8% per year. And by the way, from the bottom of the market, if you were really, really good and timed it just right, that four-year period from 32 to 36, a 30% compounded rate of return. Of course, we saw the same thing back in October of 2007, the beginning of the 57% decline. I mean, it was worse on a peak-to-trough basis than in the 30s, for crying out loud. 57% decline. Your $100,000 was worth $43,000. I ask you this. When did you give up? At what point did you throw in the towel? Because had you stayed invested, that $100,000 would have been worth $165,710 by the end of 2015, 8 years later. Again, not the greatest rate of return ever, but let's do the math on that. Because we're talking about black swan events here, folks. $100,000 today turning into $166,000 8 years later is a 6.5% rate of return. That's the worst case scenario? And I'm telling you, you need 15 years. What's that rate of return going to be over? I don't know. But usually, if you look at most 15-year measurable time periods, it's around 8%. Around 8%. There has been one 15-year period where it's been 0%, okay? But most of the time, it's between 4 and a 10% rate of return. So the best investment advice I can give you is this. Do nothing. Do nothing. Just invest your money. Now, the second best investment advice I can give you is this. You're probably not going to do nothing. You're probably going to make the wrong move at the wrong time for the wrong reason. How do I know that? Because I study this stuff. You don't believe me? Go online. Dalbar. D-A-L-B-A-R. Quantitative investment, investor behavior. Quantitative analysis of investor behavior. I knew I'd come up with it. QAIB study. They come out with it every single year. And you know what it says? It says that if you were comatose and you left your money alone and you bought into the Standard & Poor's 500 over the last 20 years or so, you would have earned 8, 9, 10%. So Rip Van Winkle does 8, 9, 10%. You're not comatose. You move the money around, or your advisor moves the money around, and you earn about 3% or 4%, about half of what the market does.
You lack discipline.
You don't need to believe me. QAIB, Quantitative Analysis of Investor Behavior Study. So now I move on to investment advice. This question I got last hour on the email from Mike got me thinking about the robo-advisors. Because a lot of this stuff is really good. I mean, it's very slick. It's technological. The young people dig it. And they're raising billions upon billions of dollars. Here is what Jan Blakely Holman had to say. When it comes to investment advice, humans beat computers. She goes on to articulate very, very succinctly that human beings do a better job than computers do. And the reason, she says, why financial advisors are critical. Number one, financial advisors do much more than just manage investment portfolios. Unlike investment brokers of the past who only bought and sold stocks and bonds, today's financial advisors provide a broad array of services, including goal setting, financial planning, insurance planning, investment planning, estate planning, and legacy planning. Does the robo do that for you? Nope. And they don't ask you the discerning questions, and even if they do, they ask them once. We all know when you're questioning someone, if you are interrogating some criminal, you wouldn't just say, did you do it? Nope. Okay, thank you very much. Go home.
No.
You would start to interrogate them. and get to the bottom of whatever it is that they have in their brain. And if I'm your advisor, I've got to get to the bottom of what you have in your heart. When we come back, we'll finish on this and hopefully talk about the Capital Sigma, the Essential Advisor Study. That's coming back at you in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Now if you see my baby is oh so fine. She's long and lean and never mean. She tastes like cherry wine and she's my baby.
You know, the latest craze in investment management today are the so-called robo-advisors. Basically, computers, robots, if you will, that will take on the asset allocation and the rebalancing and all that stuff. And I get asked all the time about them, and the technology's magnificent. It truly is. And assuming you know what you want to do and will do it consistently, it can work. I'm not totally anti the robotics, but the data just doesn't show that. The data shows the exact opposite. I quoted from the quantitative analysis of investor behavior study that Dalbar's done for the last 30 years. And every single year, it never fails. Over 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, investors do crappy about half as good as the market does doing nothing. So there is a human element to this. If you turn your money over to a computer, that still doesn't prevent you from going over to the computer and saying your portfolio down 50%, point click, I'm out of here. And we know that happens. I assure you it happens. Jan Blakely Holman, who by the way is CFP, CIMA, CHFC, CDFA, CFS, GFS, is Director of Advisor Education at Thornburg Investment Management, a global investment management firm, been around a long time. And she wrote, when it comes to investment advice, humans beat computers. And you've heard me talk about best practices. And if you are so blessed to have found an advisor who is a best practices advisor, it has been now proven, I believe there's been four at least academic studies, the most recent of which, entitled Capital Sigma, the Essential Advisor. You can look that one up too, based on research developed by InvestNet. And they've all concluded that when you add the element of coaching, that an advisor can add about 3% net of their fees. The computer won't do that. They can put you in a money management plan that's cheap, using ETFs, and they can rebalance quarterly, which actually the academic research says rebalance annually, not quarterly, not monthly. Just do it annually. But I'll get to that in another show. Investing, she goes on to say, is grounded in science, but at its best, investing is an art. I've said this many times before. There is both an art and a science to investing. You should follow science, but you need an artful influence because the human emotion, when it comes to money, is so strong it will cause you to do stuff that you swore you would never do. No, I'm not going to liquidate my portfolio. If Britain exits from the European Union, market goes down 800 points, what are you doing? Your point click, I'm out of here.
You lack discipline.
The best investment plan, she says, integrates the scientific data-driven strategy with the artistic flair that the financial advisor has developed from his or her years of experience knowledge of what it takes to achieve goals, and understanding of human beings, their motivation, and emotions. Yeah, you'll discount that, but trust me, I did this for over 35 years. And the happiest and saddest day of my life was when I retired from being a financial advisor. I was happy because I no longer had to worry, not about what the portfolios were going to do, because I knew what they were going to do. They're going to go up, they're going to go down, they're going to go up, they're going to go down. The trend line is going to be up over long time horizons. No. I worried about what you would do. Or when you called me, you would say, well, Joe Smith over at Merrill whatever, his portfolio did 8.9% last year, and yours only did 6.2. So I think I want to switch. Don't be an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Because it's not about short-term performance. What was the risk that Joe Smith took in order to get that 2% advantage? What kind of risk-adjusted rate of return? What were the tax implications? Should Joe Smith have talked you into doing Roth conversions, which would maybe translate into something far worth more than 2%? And maybe the reason you underperformed is because XYZ portfolio manager has a big position in Apple, and Apple's down 21% year to date. But don't you like Apple? Oh yeah, I love Apple. I got an iPhone, I got an iPad, and I got an eye, or whatever. Well, you love Apple, but do you want your manager to sell it when it's down 21%? So before you jump to a and that's what I would have to do. Now, fortunately for me, I had many, many years to coach these folks, but I still didn't relish the thought of taking that call. So I was happy that I didn't have to take those calls, and it was also sad for me that I didn't have to take those calls, because I loved, and still do, every one of those clients, every single one of them, even the ones that called me up and challenged me like that. Because it forced me into becoming a student of this business. Finally, by definition, advice requires opinion and counsel. Advice is defined as an opinion about what could or should be done about a situation or a problem. It is about counsel. You don't get advice from a robo-advisor. That is a misnomer. They're not giving advice. That's garbage in, garbage out. Computers are wonderful, but no computer on earth can do what financial advisors do best. Protect their clients from themselves and their emotions by calming them when life transitions throw them off course, and managing their anxiety during market downturns.
Can't do it.
When money is at stake, human beings become emotional and anxious. Emotions and anxiety trigger our most primitive instinct of fight or flight. And when that happens, we make decisions that are not in our best interest, such as selling investments into declining markets. Don't tell me you don't do it. It's just a function of degree. Oh, you probably didn't do it last time because the market went down 3%. But if it went down 33%, I know what you're going to do. Unless somebody says, don't do it. You don't have to do it because let's pull out your financial plan. You see this money here? It's in its own little silo, its own little bucket. And this money was designed to provide you liquidity and income when, not if, when the market goes through one of these tizzies. Because remember what I told you about the Great Depression and the four-year decline that in 8 years turned into a reasonable rate of return. You don't want to miss that opportunity. Because if you miss a month, 2 months, 5 months, a year, you could miss a 50, 60, 70% recovery. Because the markets are violent down and violent back up. That's what the advisor does. They have a strategy in place to mitigate that risk. They have a strategy in place that says, you know what? We plan for this black swan. That's what financial planning is all about. We make the assumption that the day you invest, you're going to lose your shorts in the market. But we have a plan of attack that mitigates that risk. Remember? Consumers benefit most when they form a relationship with and receive human counsel from a financial advisor. Despite what the robo-advisors say, there is never one answer, never one size that fits all. When the dust settles, it's likely that investors will reap the rewards of technological advances in portfolio management by working with experienced financial advisors who use algorithm-driven portfolio management tools to benefit their clients. If you like the robo stuff, the advisors have access to it. Your planner has access to it. I didn't have a chance to get into this study, but once again, look it up. Capital Sigma, the Essential Advisor, they conclude just like Vanguard did. Vanguard, the no-load, do-it-yourself mutual fund company, that an advisor can add around 3% net of their costs to the bottom line by being a best practices advisor. Back with emails right after this.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Hey folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coocher.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Hope you got a lot out of that segment. Let me finish my train of thought on advisors. And I think I mentioned before the break, there have been numerous studies that demonstrate clearly the value-add proposition that best practices advisors really do bring to the table. The Vanguard study, and you can look it up. I forget the exact title of the study, but I can look it up for you if you want. Email me. But you can find it if you Google search it. But Vanguard basically said that an advisor adds about 3% in value per year above and beyond what they actually charge. So you can go to Vanguard and just pay a nominal sum to buy their index fund, or you can go to an advisor and put the money in the same index fund, but do so with the level of advice and sophistication and coaching that an advisor brings to the table, and you're 3% ahead of the game. Or maybe it's 2, maybe it's 1, but it's something. The advisor does add value. That was confirmed, by the way, in yet another study by Morningstar, which said it's 1.6% net of fees, the advisor value, absent coaching. Absent coaching. And there was one other study, but now there's the one that just came out. And that's the Capital Sigma, the Essential Advisor, based on research developed by InvestNet's Quantitative Research Group. Here's what they said. Advisor value add. Financial planning adds 50 basis points. It's a 0.5%. Asset class selection and allocation, 28 basis points. Active management, 85 basis points, or passive management, 82 basis points. Either way, you're ahead of the game. Systematic rebalancing, 44 basis points. Tax management, 100 basis points. Add it all up, it's about 3%. Now let me take the other side of the coin real quick, all right? Because, like I've said many times before, give me the pen last, I can win, but this is going to be a hard one to win. Financial planning, still worth 50 basis points, so I put that down. So if I charged 1% and the robo charged 0.25%, they're 0.75% better than me cost-wise. But if I do financial planning, and that's worth 50 basis points, now they're only 0.25% better. Asset class selection, I could argue that the robo can do that too. So we won't add that, and I won't add anything for active or passive management, because the robo can do the passive part. Systematic rebalancing, the robo can do that too. Tax management, 100 basis points. Robo ain't going to do that. They don't know what your tax situation is. They don't know if you should do a Roth conversion. They don't necessarily know that you've got a mutual fund portfolio that you don't hold with them, that's got some losses in them, and you can harvest those losses and do some retweaking of the robo portfolio. They don't know that.
Can't do it.
So now, even given them the benefit of investment selection, passive management, and systematic rebalancing, which is worth about 1.75%, I'm still 0.75% better off than the robo-advisor, and you get to talk to me. Now, I'm saying this facetiously because I don't do this anymore, all right? So you're not going to talk to me. But if you find a best practices financial advisor, don't replace them with a robot. Do not replace them with a robot. Because the most important component in all of this is the fact that you're going to talk to somebody that will hopefully talk you down from the ledge when you want to bail out. You're going to talk to somebody that's going to say, you know what? The reason why this portfolio underperformed is because the allocation to Apple or Microsoft was heavily weighted. Because the portfolio manager truly believes that this stock is undervalued. So I ask you this, do you want a second guess? Somebody that does this for a living every single day, or do you just want to put your money into a market capitalization weighted pool and take your chances? You see, I just believe that you would be far better off talking to a real person instead of trying to manage this yourself with somebody that if they do talk, they sound like Siri or that. All right, let's do some emails real quick here, boys.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
We're out to Golden, Colorado. We've got Paul. I have a cottage that I've never rented out, and my son is newly married and wants to live in it for a year or two while they save up for a house. Can they live in the house rent-free and without tax, or do I need to charge them fair market rent? No, you don't have to charge them anything. This whole fair market rent thing has to do with whether or not you're treating that property as an investment property. Then it's got to be arm's length, fair market, you take depreciation and all that. You got a cottage. Paul, go live in a cottage. God bless you. I'm not going to take depreciation. Now, you still get to take mortgage interest and property taxes either way. It doesn't matter. So the answer to that is you don't have to charge them anything if you don't want to. It's your house. You can do whatever you want. But you can't take tax deductions for depreciation and other expenses like the roof leaking and all that stuff like you could if it were a rental property. Fair enough? Scott, Houston, Texas. Hi, Ray. Love the show. Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Great info no one else covers. Oh, well, maybe they should. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Please explain the difference in long-term taxable gain treatment inside a qualified plan. Okay, Scott. There is no long-term tax treatment inside a qualified plan. Remember, qualified plan, that usually refers to a 401k, or a defined benefit plan, or even an IRA, where you put money in on a pre-tax basis. The money grows on a tax-deferred basis. When the money comes out, it's all taxed as ordinary income. Now, you might be thinking about something called NUA, Net Unrealized Appreciation. That's where if you bought company stock for 50 grand, and it's now worth 250 grand, you can take a distribution of the $250,000 in stock, only pay ordinary income tax on the $50,000 basis, And then you'd get capital gains tax treatment on the gain. If that's what you're thinking, that's what you're thinking. I'm out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.